I'm good, Andy.
Nice.
You're looking good, too.
Thank you. Thank you. You, too. How was the UK?
UK was good. UK was good. It was actually very worth it.
You know, there's something I'm not very comfortable with. For a minute, I was just asking myself, why do I still call you Perez music? I mean, I'm supposed to mention some Efiedin, something like...
Okay, you could...
No, wait, what's your real name?
My real name is Frank Tego.
Frank Tego?
Yes, and my local, let me say, Efiedin is Neokain.
So you are gone?
I'm gone, typical. Like,
where are you from?
I'm from Bessie.
Where's Bessie?
Jamestown.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Timmy Crew.
So do you go to your village?
This is my village.
Yeah, this is your village.
Yeah.
You go to your hometown.
I go to my city, actually.
No, but you visit there, do you have a house? For example,
yeah, there's a
we go to our hometowns. We go to the village and we say, Charlie, this is our home. This is like our home.
Yeah. So that's the basic. So when you go to Jamestown, there are houses, everybody in the houses, Bessie, there's Asere, there's Otublung.
Oh.
Yes, but I'm from Bessie.
That's supposed to be like a clan. I know the Bessie Manche.
Yeah.
I think I know the Bessie Manche.
Yeah. Nia Yibonte. Oh, I think so. Yeah.
I think I know him. Oh, wow. Good to be back.
It's
like your other home. But we've not seen you in a while.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I'm working, still in the studio. You know, sometimes you just need to know how to withdraw, stay back, work, rejuvenate, and then you come back.
Ah.
Yeah. But well, I've been on the road, I've been ministering in churches, I've been on events, I've just been off radio for a while.
Why?
Like I said, I was just trying to, you know, put things together.
Well, yeah, if you want to put things together, how does that deter you?
I mean, you know, usually when you go on radio, it has to, you need to, maybe like a song or there's an agenda, you're pushing a particular thing. And I wasn't really active in that aspect. I was doing more of people engagement, you know, like in terms of stage performances, more one-on-one, getting to, like, connect with the people on the ground, because for a time they were hearing of me more on radio.
Yep.
Yes, so now I needed to also go on the grounds, and sometimes combining both could be.
Because at a point, I wake up every morning on every WhatsApp status, it was Hewale Lala. Yeah.
Yes.
It was like, did you see them?
Yeah, I get.
Like, constantly. Yeah. Was there an intentional activation?
I did some intentional activation, but I think that on a greater scale, I think it was just the grace of God that just carried it, because people really personalized the song. People still do. Like, I mean, the song, I released it in 2022.
Oh.
Yes, but it became like people really got onto it around 2023 onwards to this year, and I'm grateful. I think it was more of the grace of God. Just
what did you do specially to enhance that?
What did I do specially? Like you said, like, you know, I followed up. I was in radio. I had my concerts. I tried to also connect with the people, you know, have some personal relationships with a few people as well, and also be visible, you know, put the face behind the music. Because when I released Blematessa, people knew Blematessa, but they didn't really.
I remember the first time I heard Blematessa. I was in a board meeting.
Yeah.
Then they played the song. Like, who the hell is this? who introduced me? Was it Roland or I think it was Robert?
Okay.
Well, Robert said, listen to this guy. I'm like, who that is? Said, listen. Like, oh, wow. That guy can really sing. But he's singing in Ghana. What is Blematessa and what? Then came Hewalela. I said, can this guy sing in any other language?
But what's wrong with singing?
No, I'm not saying it's wrong. However, I was trying to comprehend, so I'm looking at it on a lighter side, where something I can easily sing along without asking us to sing.
I understand.
Uh-huh.
I understand.
Because if I have to listen to a Daughters of Glorious Jesus song, or an Adani Best who sings in Ga, yet would find it quite easier to break it down because somewhere, somehow...
Put some cheese on it.
Yeah, exactly my point.
Right.
But here is a predominantly Ga song, and the guy sang on and sang, but I was just enjoying it with the production, the composition.
Yes.
That caught my attention. Like
melody.
Okay, and the melody. Ooh, yeah. Simply amazing. What but are you doing? Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? So I'm still trying to understand and figure out how the likes of Yvonne Chaka Chaka, Magic System, Awilo, Freddie Mayweather.
That's right.
We'll
break through.
Yes. And it was in multiple African countries.
Right.
You know, their hits were continental. And Freddie Mayweather sang, okay, his music has a little bit of his Zuma in it. But these are languages that we don't really speak. But these songs were massive. They were global.
Okay, what's the question?
So I'm trying to figure out what the secret is. And why can't we? Because I don't understand why an artist maybe in a northern region who speaks Dagomba should not have his music cross over to Accra. Like, we have the likes of Riala, we have...
I want to say something, but I'm scared I'll be in the headlines.
maybe you should. They can start a conversation.
Technology is a gift and a curse.
Right.
Do you know why?
Explain, please.
Okay. Oh, Martinez is here. Morning.
Good morning, boys.
You know, back in the day, we'll go to Rivoli or Rex and we'll go and watch Diwa and Shankar. We never understood anything they said. All the songs they sang, Jimmy, Jimmy, Acha, Acha. We didn't know whatever they were singing, yet we enjoyed it anyway. Sometimes we even sing along, Jangu, Menkum, Shaka, and what. We will sing along without knowing, yet we enjoyed the melody. It was the melodies, that's all. Who knew what Brenda Fassie and Vuli Lenla and... It was just the melody. If you sang Blematasa and I didn't know what you were saying, yet it caught my attention. It was the melody. It was the rhythm. It was the production. But the problem now is... For a better word, proliferation.
Right.
A lot of songs come. Look, you are getting 1 million songs out in a day. I mean, check with the DSPs, check with streaming platforms. I'm only exaggerating, but
I don't think you are.
Well, someone may argue, 1 million. But yes, I mean...
On a global scale,
scale,
it's possible.
A gazillion songs coming out in a day. Sometimes it's very difficult for you to choose. Now, the musician becomes very unlucky. Compared to back in the day that a Freddie Mayweather would put out a song and just... few musicians that were out there, and it would be very easy for you to listen to a whole album without getting tired. Now, you listen to one song, if it's not good, second song is not good, I would not even bother listening to the third song. I'm moving on to listen to Martinez's album.
Right.
I'm done.
Right.
Why should I waste time listening to you? Because there are choices, there are alternatives. I don't have time for... 50 Cent said, he said, look, now you listen to an album, someone listens to track one, track two, why should I even bother going to track three? I'm done.
Waste
of time. So now crossing borders is quite difficult.
It is.
Especially if you don't have a heavy machinery like a record label that has...
the links and the resources.
And the bulk. Colossal amount.
Yes, right. I think you're right. I think you're very right. Because gone were the days, the medium of distribution was very limited. You know, you need to buy a physical cassette or
That's
buy
right.
a physical record.
That's right.
And you will, because you will not spend time, you will not want to spend time changing cassettes, changing CDs, or changing records. You can slot it in and listen and enjoy a whole album. But now, because of the DSP, the
streaming platforms,
you can actually put on a playlist and listen to songs from different artists at the same time. So you would want to get the favorites of each artist. It looks like I'm the one doing the interview. So let me ask.
I'm enjoying it.
Would you say that it's more reasonable for an artist to focus on releasing singles than committing to working on albums?
Now?
Yes.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes, because I've had this argument with Bulldog here over and over.
So you say yes because the artist needs a repertoire.
Yes,
you need a portfolio.
That's right.
Yeah, but you say no because
it's difficult.
It's difficult to sustain.
Yes, it's difficult. Now you have an album, right?
Yeah, I have a couple of them. I have about three albums out so far, and I have a new one out. Like,
is it difficult selling?
Yes, it's actually difficult selling the album.
Aha.
But singles move better.
So why don't you adopt the Coldplay or the American style? These rock bands that will release a 12-track album.
Mm-hmm.
A 12-track album releasing singles from January. Every month they release a single.
One single?
Yeah. Single every month. Every month. By December, they release their last song.
Then they drop their
and
album.
Then drop
a concert.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. It can be done.
That's a nice strategy.
Yes. However, you need money to do it.
You need...
you are in Ghana. Maza. These people, we are giving them props. The Nigerians. Why. They are even struggling. Nigeria. I'm telling you. Even the Nigerians are struggling because very few of them are shining. If I ask you to mention top most Nigerian artists, you give me about five. As mention them.
Wizkid.
Davido.
Burna Boy.
Three.
Rema.
Four.
Tiwa is there.
Something that's supposed
even
to come. Even with the five. But look at how all of a sudden
because
you're struggling.
Because I'm not really so familiar with
them.
I
not
know
just
them
about,
on the surface.
For me, I know them on the surface.
Yeah.
Because if you ask me to mention top five, these will be the same names that will come up.
And they've been there for like the past 5 to 6
years. That's right.
Or, no, 10 years actually.
Meanwhile, someone in Nigeria is making serious waves. Serious waves. Because look, if you come to Ghana or if you go to Nigeria and you ask them, shall I mention top five Ghanaian artists? And they mention, let's say,
VIP, TikTok, Domenico Sarkodie.
Okay.
And
R2Bs.
What? How many have you mentioned? Four.
And it's amazing how VIP has not really been
relevant.
Not relevant, active. But they are still, when you go to Nigeria, they still mention them as.
That's what I'm saying. They're relevant there. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? In this case, someone's here. For example, a Kelvin boy is doing so well here, but in Nigeria, someone may never know him. Same way someone may be doing so well in Nigeria, we may not know him here. I don't know if my argument is...
For in Nigeria, I know an artist can hit in a state and he's fine. Just in the states, like let's say Lagos State, he's only known in Lagos on Anambra. He's a big, huge artist there, and he's okay because the state alone is like a whole country.
That's right. That's right.
So, but we don't have that.
That's right. So you have a new album.
It was a new single.
It is a single,
right?
Of the new album.
No, this is a single after the album.
After the album.
Yes.
Really, but why have you released? Okay, how long had the album been?
Close to 8 months.
Why were you not satisfied with the album?
Okay, so I was, but as an artist, I also feel like I don't want to be boxed in the rhetoric where release one song, follow the song. I believe that I need to continue to feed by the people. And, you know, what we do as Christians goes beyond the business of music. It's a message we're sending across. So if I have a message to put across, I think I would want to put that message across. You know, so whoever's listening to my music has options.
You know, you mentioned you have to give it to them. In this case, was there any heavy demand
for
even after an album's release?
And there's always demand. There's always demand.
How did they reach you with their demand?
You see your numbers. You see your numbers. You interact with the numbers. You know
by way of decline.
Whether decline or even sometimes it's actually not within a decline. Sometimes when you're actually
ascending,
you still need to put some work out there. It depends on where the trajectory is. It depends on how things are going. It doesn't need to take just a decline. And sometimes you need to follow your guts.
I see. Now you have a new song out, and you released it on your birthday. I remember premiering it here. Mini Mafi, again, there's another Ghana song.
This one is typical Ghana.
But of course, all of them are typical Ghana songs.
You see, Blema Tessa has a bit of English.
Okay.
Hewan Lala has a bit of English. Yes, but this one, the English is just like...
Do people complain?
Complain? No. Okay, people, I don't want to say complain. People
well, some complaints are good.
Uh-huh. They find it challenging.
But you see, complaints are good. Some of them are good. Not all complaints are bad.
I have three songs, but...
But your hit songs are gone.
Yes. You know what made me stop writing three songs?
Right.
It made me slow down in writing three songs. Somebody heard my house say, hey, in the air, how can I say, your accent, you know, we can hear that. We're in cranny up. So I think it discouraged me a bit. But I have three songs.
But why don't you have anyone you consult?
You've
invited me to your studio to work on certain songs.
Yes, in terms of the writing. In terms of the tonation, the speaking of
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. You need to consult.
See,
I've had calls from people. I remember there was a time Stoneboy would call me. Adam would call me, and they would ask.
I have people. You know the funny thing?
What?
My entire team is full of three people.
Okay.
My singers, most of them don't even speak Ga.
Yeah, they're singing with you.
The number of people who speak Ga in my team, it's just one or two. Be Gifty and Eddie. Yes. And then my drummer. And then my bassist. He's traveled now. But the rest of the team...
Are you looking for one?
Oh, we already have one. But Obekwaba. So he's still... And, I have a lot of cheese and a lot of other people in my team who don't even... They don't even understand the guy. But... And I also see it as a way of promoting the culture. As well, you know, promoting the culture and, you know, making and also encouraging other artists. For me, I also see like that, you know, the fact that you don't speak a particular language does not mean that you cannot express your. It's difficult. And it depends on where you're coming from and the perspective with which, or the mindset with which, the motive behind what you're doing. I do three songs. I have some three songs. I have a three song with Effie Grace.
Aseda.
Mm. And I have a three song, Ayayinyom, that I wrote. And I have Amen. You know, Amen is also in three.
Now, I've seen quite a number of features you're doing. We're all waiting for that feature with Joe Metal. We've been waiting. I think it's... will it ever happen?
Oh, it has to.
I know that certain features will never ever happen. For example, Kojemji Daddy Lumba. I mean, people have been waiting all their lives. People have been waiting all their lives. Actually, that collaboration with Daddy Lumba
would be... They are aware we are waiting for them.
Oh, of course, yes.
Shout out to Stoneboy.
I've done interviews with Kojemji. I've asked him when that collaboration with Daddy Lumba is coming on. And Kojanchu will say, Ebebas.
Now what did you say, Ebebas?
Ebebas Massivo.
Daddy Lumba will tell you, oh, who name say? And who name baby? Let me get some chill. Also, because you're making us some problems, because stage we are doing you the chassis. Oh, no, me don't you my brain.
As I said, they're very,
oh, that one there, I don't know.
Also suggestive of Rowe.
That way.
Like the two dancehall artists in this country. That one there. it would be an earthquake.
when the devil says on the right side of Jesus.
Oh, but that's a man now.
Oh, shut up.
No problem.
It's possible. It's possible.
Sonny Badu mentioned you as someone we should hold dearly. The last time, not he came here not long ago. Prior to that, I had done an interview with him on my TV show, and he said, that boy, Perez, Charlie, you guys should hold him dearly. Like, really, say, hey, that boy. Is there any possible collaboration?
Yeah, of course. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you. Good morning to Dr. Sonny Badu, and thank I'm very grateful because your platform wasn't the only platform he said or he spoke those heavy words and accolades on. And we talk. We talk. Like, I mean, we chat on WhatsApp sometimes, and he's been like so encouraging. Mm. Like, you know, sometimes somebody tell you that knee, he calls me knee.
Okay.
So he says, knee, don't mind them. Keep doing it. Keep pushing. Like, I mean, he encourages me a lot, and he tells me he's been in the industry. He understands what's going on, and he gives me one or two guidelines, and I'm always grateful. Like, sometimes when I hit certain challenges, I text him.
Mm.
I text him, and we talk. So I'm sure it's possible. It's very possible.
Speaking of challenges, if you are in heavy trouble, who do you call?
Heavy trouble. In terms of like in the industry?
Yes.
In the industry, who do I call them? For now, one person that has become a backbone for me that I can call on, I think Mr. Coleman.
Who's that?
He's Mr. Robert Coleman. I don't know if you know him. He does most of the AstroTurfs.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been like a father to me lately. Very resourceful person. And I think if I have to call somebody, you'll be the person.
In your industry, in our industry,
right.
Do you have a friend?
I have a couple. I have a couple. But it depends on what kind of friendship you're talking about.
Someone you can call on when you have trouble?
I think you have to be somebody within my team. My team.
Until the person is in your team.
No. So I'm a very conserved person. I have a very close circle and a very small circle. Yeah. So I know where I'm coming from, and I'm very, very careful.
Do you think people don't like you?
No, people don't like me. I think I'm a bit different. I'm a bit different as to how I do my things, as to how I approach things. So it doesn't sit with the norm. So, and that's fine.
Do you see yourself as a difficult character?
No, I don't think I'm difficult. I think I'm very affable.
I see.
Yeah.
Listeners, we are live on Hits 103.9.
But Andy, why do you ask?
Oh, I'm asking because, well, you know, people talk. Again, certain questions that I don't get to ask a lot of gospel musicians. You know, some people, you have interviews with them, they go behind you and they say certain things like, you weren't too nice. And
no, I think you're just
there are some people who are like, that's my guy. I can talk to and we finish. We can fight on air, finish, go and eat fufu and we're good. You feel me? So,
well, one person that has really been of great help to me also in this industry is Nasi.
Okay.
In terms of like being a father figure. I mean, I entered the UK because Nasi made it possible. And that was my first time.
Oh.
Yes. And it was through his manager, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another great brother.
Jibana. Osofuba.
Yes.
Oyakwala Boni.
Oh, Jibana Oyakwala Pao. So.
He's going to send me a message right now.
In terms of that, when you're talking about this industry, somebody that I think I can call, or I can trust, I'll say it's Nasi.
Hmm.
Yes.
How come you're not working with him?
Oh, working with him as an... You know, Nasi has been, from ever since he did Acid Out, he's been, like, really busy.
Hmm.
Hardly spends time in the studio. In UK, we spoke about possible works and things. And I remember contacting Nasi so several years ago to work on something. So, I mean, it's highly possible. I'm sure everybody's wondering why
Eddie has some crane. Guys, are you on Facebook? Listeners, are you watching us on Facebook?
Hey, but it's good.
Nipa ben kura na mudi na bafia.
Support your own.
But Andy, I've also, I mean, based on the questions that you've asked me, I've had people say, sir, like somebody actually told me, they almost say Perez there on Penny Pim. Like, I grew up a lone child. I'm the only child of my mom.
Ah.
Yes. So that explains. I have been that kind of person, even for my school days. I come from school, I'm in my room. You know, make Pia, make a football, boys, you both, and now you go my Radio City, I go book game. You book game, and when I come back, it's me and my mom. I'm back in my space. So when we meet, we will vibe, we will talk. I am there, present, like in the present, and I'll be there. We will have a conversation and everything. But hardly say me to car, say me boo be fear, and I'm a cotton be fear. No, it's, I'm a very conserved person. That's my nature. Maybe I need to work on it.
What shutdown show?
What's the meaning of that?
You see, you sing guy in your songs. What shutdown show? What's the meaning of that?
I don't.
You.
Now explain for me.
Explain it to me. Eh, can you change anymore? What's shutdown show? When I'm not able to, what shutdown show? I can say Obi was slow. What did I say?
You
gallivant.
No, you get.
Shadi or Shadi a gallivant.
As in your character gets out of hand, you become recalcitrant.
Oh me. At the point, in a way, I mean, because my mom kept me in for a very long time. When I got to SS and I got the opportunity to explore, But even that, I usually go out by myself.
But you didn't become a recalcitrant.
Some people may tell you differently.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people had that perception about me because they couldn't figure me out.
Really?
Yes. They couldn't figure me out. So
you know the reason I asked, because well, most of these gospel musicians have a lot of testimonies. Oh, I used to smoke. I used to drink.
I used to do all those things.
You're kidding?
Oh yes, I used to. But I've told you before, Andy Rafi.
And I'm Rafi.
Oh, I used to you're kind of saying it's our club, Nana Indigo.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that was the first time I touched cigarettes. I remember very well because I know where we were standing.
Now the job to Sarigi.
No. It was an SS. It was an SS secondary school. So that was when, and for like 10, 11 years.
Oh, what?
Yes.
At 10, 11 years?
No. I mean like for that number of years. Yes. I was on the streets. But even so, I only had one group of friends. Like now, my friend from those days is still my best friend. He's also called Frank. We've been friends since then, and like he's the only person other than that. And when we hang out, we hang out with him and his friends.
Right.
Yes.
And so you become a bit distant.
Uh-huh. Okay. So and usually when I'm going out, I go out by myself. Mm. So people hardly could figure me out.
Before we listen to your song, your new song Mini Mafe. When was that turning point? How did you realize, or when did you decide to drop the odd behaviors or the
unnecessary excesses,
ungodly behaviors?
So for me, the truth is, it started with a heartbreak. And you don't laugh at me.
Oh, no.
At that point, it was very painful.
No, because
it was very, 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 very painful. I've never told the story before, but I'll say it without mentioning names.
Mm.
Somebody in the industry was hitting on my girlfriend back then. I brought the person to the office.
Was hitting or hating?
Actually, I brought the person to the... My girlfriend came to visit me in the office.
Right.
But Danny Michin or Jay Girl the number. The next thing I knew, they were talking.
Okay.
So, and this was somebody that was my buddy. That's why I don't really make friends. We're right. buddy. So we went out someday and he gave me his phone to make a call. Then I saw my girlfriend's DP pop up.
Jesus.
And I opened him like, yo. And I just gave the phone back to him and I went home. I didn't say anything to him. I just left and I went home. So that broken heart.
On your way, you were crying.
And I'm going to use.
Anything I'm doing here again. Hey! Tell her, Dio! Edu, what the hell, bro?
Angaunzu.
Hey!
I'm sure she's listening and laughing. We talk.
You and the lady talk.
Oh, we talk. I mean, we were young, you know, but now, you know, we talk and we laugh. We
say, and this guy, was he a radio TV presenter. Yeah.
I'm sure I've told you privately before.
No, I'm not sure. No, but as I walk on, I know. But the magic across the money shed this side.
Emphasize.
Station what? The size of.
This is your main movie. I got this side.
Oh, my movie.
Yeah. But yeah, interest. So yeah, and then
investigations. Yeah, we were born investigators.
You know, I was also in the media for.
Yes,
a long time.
And to
so I went to NAFTI, right? So this was something like right after NAFTI. Now Miami National Service. Yeah, like I started working. Yeah.
You worked with Media General.
Media General was the last.
After NAFTI, where did you go?
No.
If I tell you where. No. I forget the guy.
Okay, so I went to GH1.
All right.
I was at GH1 for a while. Yeah.
It's your friend, man.
I heard about it.
Because of Opus Hadi and the
power. Class says he knows the person.
Robert Clown.
Yeah, Robert was around that time. So I can say he knows the person. You knew him.
So yeah, because of that broken heart, you prayed to God.
No, so it was the beginning for me, and I just came to a realization that this lifestyle is not satisfying, because you drink the next time you want another drink,
right?
You smoke the next time you want another hit. Like it's like you are never.
But
satisfied.
You had only one girlfriend.
And, no. At that time,
right? How many were there?
Now we said that your papa said.
No, backwa. Obi aji backwa na de wobia.
Like, no, na mi fili.
I know fili. Yeah, okay.
But it's as well.
Yeah, fili pa.
Yeah.
Also the other, I know
who your guest. Yeah, them.
Now where them? Who doesn't know your girlfriend? The only go jana seti ata. Obi yire na ni go jana seti ata. Obi jamba yase. You won't see your girlfriend. The lady reached out to me yesterday, and I have videos to prove it. Yes.
Kwame, are you aware?
If Masa, you force me, I'll put it out right now. Hey. If I, listeners, get on Facebook.
I guess, yeah.
Yes. And he was forcing the lady to drink. Forcing her to drink.
Oh, yes.
So, forcing me.
Have you been a Kumawood story writer?
Yes.
Where is this coming from?
Listeners, let's enjoy Mini Mafe. Let's finish with Robert. We'll deal with this issue. But today, no story. We are not discussing anything. We have to discuss how Adam will force a lady to drink.
It's very important.
Yes.
Water.
Concoction.
Hey, Charlie, I'm reading some of the comments on Facebook. People are very much interested in the Bukia story. Eh? Charlie, can you imagine? No, be a Jimmy girl, pa, no, me, nam, kwan. Now make it ready to me property.
It was the longest walk.
Charlie, if you ask me that make a walk from here to Aveno, it will be problem. I walk from like here to Kaswa without knowing seven of Kwa.
No, they see the walk.
But you know what I tell the guy? I say, whoa, I didn't have a car that would have so walk car and I'd be the bicycle that made you okay. Who the make a mission? Who the obo? Come on. The Ashanti say Shunshuma the Costros. Let's enjoy new music from Perez. Mini Mafe.
Well, if it had not been for the Lord, tell me where would I be? Hey, KGJ Bonkula, he can't mini Mafe, mini Mafe. Mini Mafe, Mini Mafe, Mini Mafe, Mini Mafe, Mini Mafe, Mini Mafe, Mini Mafe,
Nice one. So now clap for yourselves. You're amazing.
Yeah. Clap for yourselves. Why are they not clapping? Clap for yourselves, everyone. Clap for yourselves. People are going to say, oh, okay, okay. That's nice. Wow. That's a nice song. Chale, but when you met there, no, for real, when you met there. When you met there.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm waiting for... what happened to the songs we were working on?
They're still there. You're still there.
Yeah, really, there.
Oh,
you want us to finish it?
Yeah, baba.
Okay, I'll come. This guy invited me to his studio, and the kind of songs I was listening to, ooh, Charlie. But as one, you're satisfied with, I didn't know, but that why? So insatiable. Yeah. Anyway, Martinez. I'm sure he has to leave. Good morning to you, AC Holloman. AC, how you doing, darling? She's beautiful. She says, I can't stop laughing. You didn't answer if you've snatched someone's girlfriend. AC, why are you so interested in that?
That's
oh, but I've not snatched him.
Just two times.
Maybe you were not aware.
Thank you.
Yeah, as usual, parents never disappoint. And gradually, I mean, you've become a standard. And you know there are artists that when they release, you don't have to doubt whether the
when
song
they release music.
Yes, when they release music, you yeah, you don't have to doubt whether it's nice or not.
Okay, I will appreciate it if you...
Yeah, so...
Because his time is up.
You become one of those artists. Okay. I mean, whenever we hear Perez has released a song, automatically you know it's a jam. Even with the guitar, I mean, it's very sweet, very melodious when you sing with it. I remember back in the day, say, Jude Lomote has a big song, Ebafe. It was almost on every playlist.
I think I met him recently.
Jude?
Yeah.
Wow.
At Codes for now.
Okay.
Oh.
So
Nioka introduced me to him, or him to me.
Okay. So with the language itself, it's really nice, and I like the direction you are always towing. Congratulations on the new release.
Thank you.
Mm. Adam, as I said earlier, because of time. Cool.
I have the shortest question.
You're asking questions.
It's not shortest. It's not Bankule. It's Bankule.
Okay. So I want you to tell us. I mean, those who are listening are not God. What is the message in the song?
So it's just me telling God that in Kenya no anka, I don't know what I would have done in my life.
Kenya Bankule.
God. Kenya Bankule. Kenya Wanka. I wouldn't know. Yes. Bankule.
Please, you heard this.
Kenya Bankule.
Upe Benku too much. Kenya Bankule.
Nana Sai Gideon, he says, I think Perez is the King Promise version of the Gospel Fraternity, actually.
King Promise?
Kwame.
Honey.
What's the name? Where's it? Yeah, I got voice. Yeah.
Okay,
all right. I'm
Annie Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
You know who introduced Perez to me? Robert Clark.
Yeah, me too.
Oh. We went for George Quay's father's funeral.
Right.
When we were seated at that place, you know, eating and drinking water.
In the house.
Yes, in the house.
Right.
And then you mentioned that, you know, this guy, Charlie, watch out for him. So I went to do some research about him. And then soon after, he was just rising and releasing hit songs, and today he's here. I'm just happy with how far he's come. You know, if you listen to his story, what he's gone through till now, and the quality of music he releases. You listen to his songs and he doesn't come across like somebody who just goes into the studio to record a song, you know. A lot goes into his production. And if you are somebody who loves music, you want to appreciate all the elements of music, you like his songs because beyond the language, if you are a lover of just instrumentation, you might get closer to his songs and then enjoy them. But there's a question that, you know, always lingers on the minds of people. And when Robert came in here, he was talking about, is language still a universal? is language still a barrier to music promotion? You do a lot of your songs, or mostly in Ga. And somebody might say, as a gospel musician who is propagating the gospel, you know, through music, do you think sometimes you are restricted in your reach because of your language?
Truth is, yes. No two ways about that. Like, undoubtedly so. There's a bit of restriction because of the language. Most of the people say, oh, me unyo unyo mentias yo, ba me pepa mentias. And I also know that if there was understanding, probably it would go further than it's going. But I also believe in time. And I also believe that as an artist, I'm growing. I am learning. I am absorbing and, you know, I'm learning. That's the best way to explain it. So we might get there.
I love that is
right.
Sorry, I beg you, just 1 minute. So Niso, your brother Niso, who's also a gospel musician, one time he said something about the fact that artists should not be focused on, you know, reaching everybody in the world.
Exactly.
It's about target audience. So if you want to serve this target audience, I think there is nothing wrong with
it. I always tell, like, young artists, when, like, relatively younger artists, because I'm in certain years, and when they come around, I tell them, now, listen, you don't need the whole world to hear your song.
Yeah.
Those 1K followers you have on Instagram, those 1K subscribers you have on YouTube, when you release a song, you are able to release a song and get 1,000 people to listen to it. That's a market. those people are they are your loyalists. Those are your base. Focus on them, like feed them, be consistent, constantly be feeding them and grow with them. You don't need the whole world to hear your
target matters.
So like niche marketing, you know, I always tell them
The monetary aspect matters.
Yes, don't compare yourself. Like somebody has 1 million views, somebody had 1 million followers. That's your 10K followers. If you are able to manage them properly, you'll be amazed the doors that it will open for you.
Mm. I hear your okay. You want to say something?
Yeah, mine is very, very brief.
Right, thank you.
You know, you asked him a question about how producing music and whether it was supposed to be like early and quick and stuff like that. And he said, no, it's taking 8 months because usually it has to have message. So message really is important. Yeah. All I'm trying to say is this. If message is important, you should think about translation. You should think about how people are able to derive the meaning of the things that he's carrying in his song, really.
Yes, sir.
And that would mean, if that really is his focus, you'd realize that you begin to think about using other languages as well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. Bryce, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much. Any day, like you've been like a, I don't know, like a solid rock behind me. And
Charlie, I have to be.
And shout outs to Hagler, DJ Hagler, and then one big shout out to my producer Spunkies. I mean, all these things is possible because he's with me and he's part of my team. So big shout out.
Always. Bryce has to go for an interview somewhere else, and time is not on the side. Hi folks, keep it tuned in. *281#. *281#. Someone is winning some good money this morning. Let money be your portion. Let money be your portion. Let money be your portion. Bonkule. Bonkule.
Then I walk on the thing.
What's the day?
We cram into the walker.
I see what to abua.
Yeah. Listeners, stay with us. When we return, Gamancha is speaking. He's talking about doing a movie on behalf or doing a movie for the legendary Azuma Zoom Zoom Nelson. That'll be great. We'll be right back.
Chief, if the election is won at the polling station, why is the final result declared by the EC chairperson?
Very good question. Let me break it down for you. For the presidential election, the whole country is one constituency. We add up the results from all the polling stations before declaring the winner. First, signed pin sheets go to the constituency collation center. Then, results from all polling stations in that constituency are added up and the constituency winner is declared.
So when we finish voting at the polling station, the results are taken to the constituency.
The results are forwarded from the constituency to the regional collation center. The party agents and observers are all at these centers. The regional collation center adds up all constituency results and declares the regional winner.
Hey! This process is long, Papa.
Yeah, that's not all. This is serious business. Regional results come to the EC head office. Party agents, observers, any media monitor. The EC chairperson simply adds up all the results from all the 16 regions to get the presidential winner.
EC chairperson, she don't go fit declare any winner she they want.
There is no way to declare a winner other than the person elected from the 40,000 polling stations. Everything is transparent.
Now MPs the announce way.
That's straightforward. We collect the signed pink sheets from all the polling stations in that constituency and declare the winner right there at the constituency.
So if the party fails to properly collect their own pink sheets results, blame yourself times two.
None of all. Take note that all through this process, all political party agents and observers then did their feeling. Nobody they sleep. From the polling stations to the constituency collation centers to the regional collation centers and even the national collation center at the EC head office, all political party agents and observers, them did their constant. Them open them eyes all day, watch everything. Feeling. Nobody go fi steal this election inside. Look, even EC chairperson self, no go fi steal this election inside. 2024 elections, it be frinching, it be clean, and with the whole kind. No gululu.
Mangana wasunjepa memfajantumu.
Want more money? More mula? More kudi? More sika? Or more lajan?
Yes.
Then win more. or Moolah with 30 Ghana Cedis free credits when you play Game Parks Pick 1 and Pick 4 games for the first time.
How?
Just dial *946# hash, get your first bet and win on us with a 30 Ghana Cedis welcome bonus.
Oh yes, it's all about the Moolah.
Win more Moolah with Game Park today. Go to gameparkgames.com for more information. Game Park is licensed by the NLA. Play responsibly. Not suitable for persons under 18 years.
College of Engineering, KNUST, presents its maiden Alumni Excellence Awards and fundraising dinner. It's time to celebrate, support, and inspire. Join us for an unforgettable evening as we honor outstanding alumni and corporate partners for their remarkable engineering, leadership, and service achievements. Award categories include Alumni Outstanding Achievement, Distinguished Alumni in Academic Excellence, Career Achievement, Entrepreneurship and Innovation, Service Excellence, and many more. Special recognition awards will be given to individuals, peer groups, and companies both local and abroad for their contribution towards KNUST College of Engineering Endowment Fund. Chairman of the occasion, now to us, Sir Ward II, a proud alumnus of the College of Engineering KNUST. The date is 8th November 2024, time 6 p.m. sharp, venue Labadi Beach Hotel. Let's come together to raise support for the KNUST College of Engineering Endowment Fund and create a lasting impact for future generations. Be there. Join us and make a difference for the future of engineering. Reserve a table for 8 at 25,000 Ghana Cedis and purchase a single ticket at 3,100 Cedis. Visit coe.knust.edu.gh for more information.
The MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge Season 1 has been a journey of great impact. From the application process to the selection of participants, the MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge Season 1. The millionaire investor, Dr. Daniel McCauley, is staying the course of grooming the next generation of multi-million dollar entrepreneurs in Ghana. Ghana's unemployed youth population is growing exponentially by the day. A private sector intervention is needed to lighten the burden of employment on the government. The MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge is one of such privately funded initiatives. Ghana, are you ready for the second edition of the MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge Season 2? In this edition, 15,750 applications were received. 80 applicants have been selected for the real showdown. So watch out as these 80 business ideas are put to the test in the battle for the ultimate prize. Who will succeed? Who will fall out? And who will win the $100,000 cash prize in the MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge Season 2? The MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge is brought to you by MacDown Foundation. The MacDown Entrepreneurship Challenge, coming soon.
Let me see those hands, let me see those hands, let me see those hands, let me see them, come on.
Ghana, are you ready? The Hits FM Hottest DJ is back with a bang after a long break. Hits 103.9 FM brings you the Hottest DJ, Tertiary Edition. Yes, you heard me right. The Tertiary Edition. Are you currently enrolled in a tertiary institution? Do you have what it takes to be the ultimate winner for this year's Hottest DJ competition? Are you looking to showcase your DJ talent to the world? This is your chance to shine. Join DJs from all universities across Accra to battle for supremacy and prove your worth as the next Hottest DJ. Come, showcase your flair, style, and swag to be crowned the next Hottest DJ. For further details and inquiries, send a WhatsApp message on 0531-003813. 0531-003813. This year's edition promises to be better and mega. The Hottest DJ competition is brought to you by Hits 103.9 FM and partnered by Joy Prime. The Hits FM Hottest DJ, unearthing unique talents.
Hits.
Yeah.
Hits FM 103.9.
Welcome back, Kionis 103.9 FM. It's Showbiz Review. Goodbye.
Get a bye, get a bye. Get a bye, get a bye. Get a bye, get a bye.
Is it what? Kwame is
I say Sally's friend.
Who?
Adina.
Who person call her Salimana? You want to discuss Saliman here?
Her friend.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Okay.
On a more serious note, Adina in voice super.
Are you sure?
Super.
Are you asking whether I'm sure?
Yeah, because
Adina's voice super.
What you say? No, you see, Adina, as I mentioned on that on that show, you remember I mentioned that there are two voices that we underestimate, and that Adina is one.
Yeah,
I was surprised no one asked the other voice.
Which one is that?
Kwame.
Sina.
You wait.
Oh, it's
Sina's good, all right.
Yes.
Okay. But I wanted to know whether it's the second one.
There's a voice that, even when it comes to awards near Adia Krahano,
mm-hmm.
we don't even discuss. Here is a voice
mm-hmm.
that, whether on record or live, she sounds just like, if she's singing, she sounds just like the record. Can you imagine? Listen to this voice, folks. Listen to this voice. Listen to this. I mean, sometimes when I hear her sing, about. Have you heard her sing?
Yeah. Serious.
Interestingly, no one discusses it.
Sounds the same on record.
No one talks about it.
Live.
This voice.
On record, on live, it doesn't change.
But I agree with you. If you talk about the fact that she's not been,
we underestimated her.
Talking
about
in conversation, vocal dexterity. I agree with you.
Seriously.
But Adina is projected in that side because she's won vocal performance before the TGMA.
She's gotten the future.
So when it comes about vocal dexterity, I think she's talked about in that regard. But Enotiwa hasn't really come into such conversations.
Enotiwizi.
Hi. Each time I hear the woman singing, I have to just check whether is the CD playing, is it a hybrid, or she's singing live. Charlie, she's always on key,
so on point.
She has a great voice.
Charlie. Okay.
Andy, before we get into the conversation, on the back of Perez.
Asamoah.
Oh, no. This weekend, we're having a conversation as part of the
On Gospel
Praise Dance concert. We're having a conversation with the gospel artists, urban gospel folks, together with the dancers. We want to understand how to be able to work together, essentially. Some of the research we did in the past
really shows. You mean dancers?
Yeah, dancers.
And yes, our dancers don't go from Gojeja Flowers, Muno. It's good you brought this up. Sad dancers now, Obiashe, Kwakwa do be dressing. They have white top, black trouser.
They do.
And then they dance and they are laughing. Almost 50, almost. Haven't you noticed it?
Yeah.
There's always some two dancers, some younger dancers behind them in some flower. And then you.
I think that was back in the day. That was back in the day.
Maybe that's Regina Flower.
That was back in the day.
You know this musician, Mama Esther?
Yes.
You know, Mama Esther used to shoot videos and be a timid and a horn, watch a video, room divider.
Wow.
So I told her, one time we were in a studio working on one of her songs, and I said, Mama Esther, you better contact Mark Willis. He shoots very nice videos. And I want you to work with Mark Willis. Mark Willis will give you a very good video. She said, okay, give me his number. I gave her Mark Willis' number. She called Mark Willis. The next day I didn't know Mama Esther was calling me. I picked up. Mama Esther, what's up? Hey, Andy, media Mark Willis was the one and my friend. Next video, I go to your mommy. I born or Okikano. It was Rododo. And soon, I nipa na nene nkasa no want to so nyasa mesa kwajina flowers in him na mi kwajina mu a You try video new, you are no mature, directed by Andy. Does he say, hey, madam, stop, I'm calling him. I'm calling him, Montesu, sharp. Yeah, we are tired of those flower videos.
No, there's no flower in this particular case. No, it's a praise dance concert, so there are different faces to it. We have the ministrations and all of that. But one of the areas we want to be able to have in terms of conversation is the urban praise or the urban gospel artists and how they can work together with the dancers. You know, so various dance groups coming from different parts of Ghana, from different churches, all meeting together. And there's going to be a dance battle as well, so it's on Saturday.
Gospel dance battle?
Yeah, it's going to be a dance battle, it's going to be dance ministration, it's going to be worship, all of that. So,
praise!
You know what I mean? So, all happening on Saturday, PIWC Atomic.
Right.
PIWC Atomic. Saturday, 2 p.m. And it's free.
Okay.
Let's Shabak.
Let's Shabak.
The Lord, innit?
Okay.
And then we'll be there.
He's everywhere. Gamanche urges government to pursue production of Azuma Nelson film. The Gamanche Kentucky Kentucky Teku II has called on government to commit itself to the production of films that will project some of Ghana's untold stories. In a speech read on his behalf by JFM sports journalist Nathaniel Ator during the second edition of the Africa Cinema Summit at the Mövenpick Hotel in Accra, the overlord of the Garland acknowledged the role of cinema in preserving the culture and heritage of the people.
Let's go back to tell our own story. Today, my speech is going to be read by Nathaniel Ator. Where is he?
He's right here.
Nathaniel. Take up the responsibility of funding some high-budget productions from here in Ghana, as well as some features and documentaries, which would feature key elements of the history of our nation. One random one, considering that we are on Ga and Kadangi land, and considering that he is the custodian of Kabangu culture, is the story of one of the most achieved athletes on the African continent, Berima Professor Azuma Zunzu Nelson, who is a son of Gasol. His story has that of culture, it has that of inspiration, and it has that of projecting for the future of the African way. This is one of many stories that can be pursued in a very vigorous way by the government that takes over in the year 2025.
Hits FM 103.9.
And that was a message read by Nathaniel Ator on behalf of the Ga Manche. Mwato. Amen. Robert, continue. It is Ga Manche.
Yes.
Not Ga Manche.
No, because the word is not supposed to be Ga, it's Ga.
It's Ga. So it's Ga Manche.
Yeah, so it's Ga. No, you just made a mistake. It's Ga.
Ga Manche.
You see me? My Ga.
No, my
same
Ga.
Way. I said my Ga. Okay, brofo. My Ga.
My Ga.
My Ga.
But back in the day, we'll be free. I cry, but you'll free gun to buy. My gun. When someone, if you kill me, or if I say you want to kill me, it's what?
Obagbemi.
Not Bemi. Bemi.
The tone goes down.
Obagbemi, right?
No, the tone goes down. Bemi.
Baby.
This thing every day.
It's tone now.
No, I need a correction because I always.
When the tone
is bad.
Up, it is bad.
Which one?
Baby is correct. Don't if you take it up, baby. It's something now. Different.
Baby is the you kill me. Baby.
But Obabe Mwana, you
Yes, baby. Yes,
it's again a Howard drink.
Hey, Robert, let's talk about
problem child.
If I'm in Ukraine,
Andy,
we've seen the likes of Ali.
Yeah,
we've seen Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I watched, I think there's a new one on Netflix for George Foreman. I don't know if you've seen it. No. Yeah, Forest Whitaker and who else?
I think Rocky doesn't make the cut. Rocky is not a true story.
It wasn't. I mean, I'm talking about the sport.
All right, yeah. Yeah, but I think that, I mean,
Rocky was fictional, eh?
Yeah. That's Stallone's way of, that was his penetration strategy.
No, he had some, one great boxer being there, who even did a cameo, yes. Mm. Unfortunately, he succumbed to drugs. Recently, I was reading about it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's a beautiful call. And it's not a thing just for, let me even borrow that, the focus should, obviously do Zoom Zoom. But then again, we should even do for more people. Because, you see, for the things we think, say, and do, the things we hear, and the things we endorse, the things we engage with, essentially, if they are captured in movies and presented to us, it's one of the best ways to be able to direct and, you know, shape our culture, our behavior, and how we actually, you know, tell our stories is important. Because, you see, elsewhere, most of their story has been preserved in movies.
Mm.
I watched the story of Nelson Mandela, like, from different...
Long Walk to Freedom.
Different acts. I think that there are about three different versions I've seen, and all of them speak to the same story. I learned about Winnie Mandela from one of these things and how the role she played in this whole thing. I learned a lot from... There are other stories, like... I don't know if you watched The Great Debaters.
Mm.
It's also one of the best movies I've watched. Great lessons from it. Even Akila and the Spelling Bee.
Akila and the Bee.
Yes, I clearly got some... Like, the series of movies that I've watched, that all of them have great value when it comes to history, when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to teaching, preservation of culture, etc. And I think that we need to be able to do that for ourselves. What happened to Yas Antwa?
Mm.
What happened to Okonfanochi and everything we hear about him?
Movie. The story is not... The story is even diluted.
Yeah, you know. And these are things that are about us. So if you're looking for a movie that has an instant possible hit, because, you see, the moment you release it, everybody would like to go and watch. At least X number of people will watch to see that if the production is good or not. And after that particular first experience, clearly you would have made a certain amount of money. But obviously, we're asking for it to be good. So if we are able to do that, I think it will help. And I think the call that he's made, the Gamache has made, is some point. We need to be able to tell our stories. We need to be able to feed the younger ones and everybody with success stories from our own folks. Because the moment we see our people make it, it inspires us that we are also capable. I mean, Zoom Zoom has got a beautiful story, beautiful success story that, I mean, it should be preserved, it should be taught, it should be touted, it should be projected, and, you know, used as an inspirational element to be able to inspire the younger ones. I mean, why am I saying younger ones? I'll be inspired by it, you know. So we need to allow that to happen so we can all learn from it. Mm.
Okay, Kwame.
Andy, this is a good call. It's a good call because, just as Robert said, this is going to reflect our culture and who we are as a people. Now, the question is, why don't we have movie producers, you know, venture into this field? For a long time, we keep talking about the need to have...
Do they care?
The question to me is not really about if they care. It's about, can they do that with the resources that they have? Do they have the financial resources? Because it's a different thing producing a normal movie and a different thing also producing something like a film on a personality of that caliber. Let's say a Kwame Nkrumah film or a Zuma Nelson film.
Or a Rollins
film. A Rollins film.
You know?
It requires more, you know, resources that you need to make sure you put out a quality work, because you need to do more research. So many things go into that production. So do they have the resources? And that is one thing that Peter Sedutfia always says about we calling on them to do movies about historical things about our society or historical figures in our society. According to him, he thinks that anybody who is into movie production, who is doing that for commercial reasons would also think about whether whatever they are producing is going to yield any commercial results for them. Is it just for the fact that I want to do that to be hailed as somebody who is being patriotic, or I'm doing this because I think that after my studies, after running studies to see how much I'll get, I'm actually going to get money from what I'm putting my money into. So the reason the Ga Mache mentioned Azuma and the government in this whole conversation is because he thinks and he knows that this falls within the ambit of government, because government is responsible also in preserving our culture. Mm-hmm. And our cultural policy even speaks to that, as in what we can do as a people, as government, in making sure we don't lose what we have, we don't lose our stories that would impact generations. So it is a right call to government. And if government is really concerned about our stories and our personalities, who lived better lives or who lived lives that impact society, then I think that they should think about this, and maybe not just only Azuma Nelson, other people find a way of funding such projects. It shouldn't always be about, the fact that we are calling on all movie makers, because the individual movie maker may not be interested in such a story. Also because who is funding him? The person is going looking for money from various places, and he is, you know, looking forward to recouping investment. For government involvement, the government may not be necessarily, you know, looking at how much it is getting from sales or from the revenue that comes after the movie is out. Government's aim in this regard will solely be about helping tell our story. So if government is in sync with this, and I'm happy that this happened on an NFA platform, you know, an authority that oversees the film industry in Ghana. So I hope that once this has been said on that platform, it will be taken to the right quarters. We will get maybe funding for that. We start with one, another, then we keep on telling our stories to the next generation, right, in the world.
Imagine if every year...
maybe one.
Every year, one.
Maybe
and
one.
And then you bring like five or six or, you know, X number of, what do you call it, producers together.
Yeah.
That would be bad crowd, Charlie.
Mr. Dusty, I think it's a good call. And we need to replicate that among various fields of endeavor where we've had some wonderful heroes come out from those areas. I think it's going to serve as a very huge inspiration to many young people and us. So we will also aspire to take some of the path they took to be able to, I mean, achieve some laurels for our country. So it is something that in the National Film Authority and all the stakeholders should really take as a national project and look at how they can, I mean, do some of these things. Not long ago, we saw Uncle Bo do something, a play which featured the story of Bishop Duncan.
Yeah,
Bishop
Duncan. I saw that play.
You know, yeah. So, I mean, those in that area should be able, people would love to watch some of these stories. I've been in a studio where musicians are trying to compose song for some of our leaders. I mean, trying to relive their life story. So it's a good script, and those in the area should be interested in that.
Where are
you? Andy, maybe. And I'm unjin.
Yeah, that's Martinez, please.
Yeah, Andy, it's a way of celebrating great people of our nation. And clear example is even Ape Man. For me, I didn't know the story of Ape Man, but when I watched that movie,
really?
Done here.
Is it a true story? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
I mean, know how we used to call it IP Man.
IP Man. Yeah. You see, it's make it easier for those who find it difficult to read. So, what I'm saying is, it even make it very easier for those who find it difficult to read, just to follow and understand it. Because sometimes some people find it very difficult going back to history, reading some of these things, except those who actually have the interest to learn and know more about it. But when it's a movie, you might even get to follow it without even realizing it. Like I said, Ip Man, I didn't know it was somebody's life lived. But after watching it, read the story, I got to understand. So a call like this is very good. And we've been talking about this, you know, initiative over and over. I mean, how we are even empowering and encouraging the film directors to take their space. Kwame and Robert also mentioned about the resource. It's not even just about the money, but sometimes even to get...
some props and all that.
Yes, and even informations.
Information.
Yes, it becomes very difficult. So if we have to go into a venture like this, then all these things have to be accessible. Because sometimes you don't even know who to go to, where to even get some of these details. My concern is that in as much as we want governments to support, to create the room, to create the atmosphere for this, I'm also calling on the chiefs themselves to also make it accessible, to also create that opportunity for, you know, the young entrepreneur directors to also get that motivation to go into it. Because we might not, I wouldn't encourage us to sit and fold our arms and wait for government to create that opportunity. Coming from Gamanche, it's a very good call. But then I am also calling on Gamanche based on the kind of influence he also have. I mean, the chiefs, the kind of influence they have, they should also find a way to create some fund for people to also assess those who are willing and interested. In fact, not just willing, but motivate and encourage directors or film producers to go into it. Because all these heroes, these great men, they are from certain hometowns and villages and communities and cities. So I expect the chiefs within this towns and cities and villages to start that move. I believe it will encourage government when they see something like that. So as we are calling on government, I also want them to set the goal themselves. They should start so that we can get that motivation.
Mm. Okay, please hold on for me. Let me get on the phone and speak with my first and second winners of the quick cash. Unfortunately, Adam could not win.
You know something?
Let me quickly. Otherwise, the website, the software will go off. So quickly, let me pick Bennis. Bennis, good morning, and thank you very much for joining us. How are you? Okay,
Andy. Adia no me bono. Hono me say me 2-5 cities, and I'm a 12-5. Sana 5 inches say your team is 25 cities. I say so we bought 5. I say no more of time I want to know. And Mr. Hagler teaching, they say, you made me.
And so, yet, what
was it saying?
25 cities.
Minimum, tell me, yeah, 5 cities.
Okay, let me speak with Milton. Good morning, Milton.
You don't. Good morning, Andy Dawson.
How are you?
It's a number of times. I'm blessed, and you?
Very well. Very well. Milton, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm sending me half.
Thank you.
You've won.
Yeah, I've won.
How much did you stake?
10 cities.
10 cities?
Yes.
We'll be out to 25. We'll be out to 25.
Yeah, 25
it didn't work. 10 cities.
Yes, please.
Chala Abeng, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, keep staking edge and you'll win more. This is a promise I'm making.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I didn't know. I said, Mommy half.
Right.
Mommy half. Why? I'm at 2-5. Mommy half.
25 cities per. Fanessa, you're at.
Plus 10, which is 35.
Fanessa, the Ocha girl will be 50 cities.
Fanessa.
E. What was E? 35 cities are quite. No, I
didn't. I'm Remy and Cheska, sir.
You watch your 35 cities. Adam, the lady you met at National Theatre.
Black Stars is playing today.
I'm asking you a question. Didn't you give her life?
And we are wishing them
Kibaluta, go care be TV so I'm going to say, Magosha, Vice President. And Magosha, Vice President, Nanga, Nga, Mamma, Loive.
And I'm your petrol,
and I'm going to my lawyer. Hello, Bernice.
Hello. Hello, Andy.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. Please, how are you too?
Right as rain. Where are you?
I'm in Nungwa, Adubono.
Nungwa?
Yes, please.
Good. What is Kwame saying?
No.
The word no kind of auntie. I phrase you. Expression.
What's as rain?
Right as rain.
So I'm right as rain.
Yeah, right as rain.
Yeah, why? What's wrong with that?
No, we are learning.
You are learning what?
We are the feet of grandpa.
Let's teach me bad here. What's wrong
with that? Hey, Benis, let's talk again. Benis, I'm few of my own wear this kind of.
What are you?
Hey, Benis. How much did you take? What was it, Papa?
5 CDs, your brandy.
5 CDs?
Yes.
5 CDs?
5 CDs.
Obia Bokao, someone stay. Adam came to stake with 25 Ghana cedis. Ayaka.
Brandy, actually, my 50 Ghana for the Mendy.
Hey!
And now, oh, you did it.
I'm just trying. I'm from Benis.
Thank you
very much.
Patrick, send me a crowd. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Right. When it about any teacher.
Right as rain.
Yes, so it's a brothel. Pa. This expression now you see in right as rain. Yeah, they are two equal to them. What a brothel. Teacher Niba.
Ah, me that's
it. But why are you saying you've never used it before?
Mean take rather. My use brothel can say power by expression with them in use that.
He
so what, you were checking on the internet?
No, we were learning
together.
Never
lived in a rainy area, you know. So
savannah, in a savannah area. Savannah.
So, what as grass? Green as grass. That's the one he
used. Agrosa.
Snake in the grass. Thank you.
Andy, I want to say good morning to the running mate of Ecuador called
Roman Father.
Seen him.
But wait, so it be true.
Today he starts his interview today.
No, it's true. I spoke with Ecuador
called.
This was before that the Lumbers cancer.
Wow.
And I hope
you're not disrespectful.
No, hell no. I spoke with the kid. I'm going, oh, mommy, nyami shao. So, what mommy niye? Why in the running mate? Where they had that? What tien? I don't know.
But how are you able to be making everybody?
Tell me, when are you coming to the voices?
No, comedy special.
Because you know,
comedy special.
You go to the president.
President.
India for the quadrant. India for them.
India for voices. When? Tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow is when? Okay, Monday special, innit?
Why should I be doing voices?
I said, we
need to explore that side.
Exactly.
But
the day you go talk about your profile, you get to that particular junction.
where I have to mimic everybody.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
Roman boy.
Roman father.
Man, I said, me who say our church on the manifesto no book. I said, not all co-interviews. I said, book be done in China, church room.
If you don't go on, I saw a pen central for so I said, or buy, or be a
car. No, I shall make fufu and monthly allowance.
I said,
where am I? Car, fufu,
okay, I said,
fufu,
and monthly allowance.
4 months in the year, running mate.
Did you like your 4 months?
Ada Kabri was her running mate the last 4 years.
And what happened?
Oh, my name's what happened in there.
Thank you very much for coming, Kwame. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Martinez. My dear listener, thank you so much for listening to the show. It's been a very...
DJ Hagler?
Yeah, DJ Hagler.
Okay. Osei Blackstar.
Not Mr. Hagler.
Osei Blackstar.
DJ Hagler.
Nisaka Alote.
Nisaki.
Saki Alote.
Saki Alote.
Yeah. John. A.
Nkofo feeling rough.
Oh, no. Uyi John Friwa.
Joseph.
Nakashua.
Okay. Or the Joshua. Yeah, Joseph. Joshua.
Yeah.
Joshua. Joshua.
I was with Omar Sharif Captain. We went to this house. The owner of the house, he stammers and the man, once in a while you hear Joe. Shua. Listeners. This is where we end the show. Thank you very much, Mr. Aglas. Up next to the Music Box. My name is Andy. Thanks to Betway, Top Rebel Clinic.